Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And, of course, I do broadcast from AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 930. On 93.7 over here in Tampa. Now, a special shout-out goes over to our active-duty military, as always, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast and border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all around from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon workers, the warehouse workers, and the truck drivers, too. Thank you so very much for listening to the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America on all our social websites. And then our radio show website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. One more time, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have to offer. You're going to really, really, really like what you see, and I'm sure you're going to take advantage of some of it. All righty, well, joining us right now, out there in California, the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi. None other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
It's a little nippy out on the porch tonight. It's 63 degrees, and there is no wind, but it's going to go down into the 50s, so they're starting to move off the porch right now, so they're getting back inside where it's warmer, believe me. And all the tourists went back home from the football game, so now it's just the locals that are hanging out over there at the bar, last call for closing right about now. Last call for alcohol, right?
That's right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, today is Tuesday, and we always know what that means. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Now, I want to give a special shout-out to the guys that showed up for breakfast yesterday at the Village Inn. We were over there, I don't know, about 6:30. I told them I was trying to get there sooner, but it didn't work out. No matter what I do, Kyle, I can't get there much before 6:30 over there.
Well, of course, that's right. You get off the show at about 6 a.m. anyway.
Well, I'm out of here about 5 after, and I got to work my way out to the interstate. I don't have a straight shot at it, and then I got to work my way over the bridge. And when there's a bunch of traffic on the bridge, you can only go as fast as what the traffic's going on the bridge.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yep, so there you go. Now, all that being said, there's a lot of things that we could talk about tonight and make a priority. But one of the things that kind of caught my attention was the headline on Fox says, Lost a Hero. A congressman from Virginia at 61 years of age, who had been fighting colorectal cancer, passed away yesterday.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's Representative Donald McAchin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mm-hmm. He was just recently elected to his fourth term in Congress. And so, yeah, 61 years old, Captain. What a terrible, terrible loss. And our condolences go out to his family and friends. It's a very, very sad occasion.
Now, temporarily, that will give the Republicans one more seat advantage. They will have a election, a special election. They have 90 days from the time that he passes away to get that done. I'm sure Nancy will get it done as quick as she can, right?
Well, one would think, because they know that their time is short in terms of being in control of the House, absolutely.
Well, they won't be in control of the House before they elect somebody different. And it might not be a Democrat.
Well, that's very, very true. Everything is fluid here, and we just don't know where the seat would go. Presumably, it's fairly safe if he was reelected to a fourth term in Congress, but you never know.
No, we don't. And with him in the seat, I get it. But with him not in the seat, it could be a different story. So we'll just sit back, we'll watch, and we'll see. This is a developing story. Again, unfortunate anytime someone passes away, especially people that are in political life. But he lived 61 years, and he apparently he went to be with the Lord because, of course, he had cancer, and that's not a good thing to have. All right, well, let's see here, Kyle. We're cutting out here, going to take a break, and on the way back, we will be back with more Kyle Warren and myself here on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. I got lots more coming your way. And Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. We will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, and thanks very much for that send-off. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, in case you haven't heard, Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for well over 8 years, and I've been taking it for one simple reason. It works. And I found out about it just the way you're finding out about it on the radio. I was listening to a radio show, and all of a sudden the host said, I'd like to tell you about Relief Factor, well over 8 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since. And again, the reason I take it is because it works. Now, the problems that I have are pretty simple, and they're pretty similar to what some other people would have. For example, you might have a little bit of swelling in your legs or ankles or feet or whatever. You might have some pain in your joints from arthritis or bursitis or whatever. And, of course, you might also have some inflammation, or you might have just stretched a muscle or two doing your daily workout or whatever. This product will work for you. It will go right straight to the source of the pain, number one, and it will knock that pain down. Now, I've never seen anything quite like it, because it doesn't matter if it's your left hand, your right hand, your shoulder, your feet, your legs, your hip, whatever the problem, your back, whatever the problem is. And it'll do more than one area at a time, too. I mean, it goes into your body and circulates around. So you could have an ankle pain, you could have a knee pain, and both things will be taken care of at one time just by taking one of these little packets, which has got 4 capsules in it. And away you go. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It has in it these following ingredients: turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation
as well as lowering or even eliminating the pain that you've got by going right straight to the source of the problem, wherever it is. It goes right straight to the source. Again, I've never seen anything like it. And all I can tell you is it works. So the way you find out about this is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And boy, is that ever the truest statement ever made about Relief Factor. So check it out, folks. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Well, Kyle, back to the drawing board here. You know, we were just talking a little bit, and we have this looming right now, this rail strike, right?
Well, that's exactly right, yes.
Now, the problem with the rail strike is it's not just going to affect the railroads. It's going to affect the steamship lines that bring the containers in and out. It's going to affect the trucks that have to pick up the containers that come off the trains that go from east to west and west to east and north to south. It's going to affect everything. It's going to affect department stores that get these container loads of things at Christmas time. I'll guarantee you right now, Kyle, there's probably double the amount of ships that we knew about earlier in the year sitting out there waiting to come in to unload their products for Christmas. You want to bet?
No, I think that's a safe bet, Captain. Absolutely.
Yep, and they're all coming from where?
All coming from China.
Most of them come from China. You're right. Southeast Asia, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand. That's where most of this stuff comes from because of the cheap labor. So, all that being said, the problem that we're going to have if they don't get this railroad contract straightened out, and by the way, Joe Biden yesterday came out and he put the ball in the other court. He says, I need to have Congress pass a bill to head off the devastating rail strike, and I'll sign it as soon as I get it. I need to have them pass a bill. Well, what the hell kind of bill can you pass when it's a labor strike?
No kidding. No kidding. But, of course, Captain, it behooves everybody. This would have strong bipartisan support anyway.
Of course.
Because one of the things that I'm hearing, especially after coming through this last Thanksgiving, through last week, is that people felt like things were getting more normal, quote-unquote, in terms of their daily lives, with, you know, coming out of the pandemic, all these things, and looking forward to a normal Christmas in that sense, normal holiday season. And this kind of interruption would absolutely be devastating to so many folks who want that, who desperately want that feeling that, okay, things are getting back the way they should be.
Well, we also know one other thing. We know that when the Republicans take control on January the 3rd, obviously there's going to be one less Democrat, so they will have a one more seat advantage, which might be used to their advantage, might not. We'll see. It all depends on how much you want to go for the jugular in a situation like that. And to that, I would say all bets are off if it were me, because it's dog-eat-dog in politics, and we all know it, right?
Exactly.
So we hear out of the clear blue sky from the Rasmussen Reports poll that the majority of likely voters that voted in that are approving a probe into Hunter Biden to find out what it is that he has been involved in.
Well, you know, Captain, a lot of this has been sort of seeping through, you know, the information dam, as it were, about Hunter Biden through the mainstream media, the legacy media. And even so, people are saying, we've seen enough to know that we need to know more about where all this goes, not just in terms of some peering and interest of what Hunter Biden was doing behind closed doors or something, but where does this lead with his father, Joe Biden, who has repeatedly said that he doesn't know anything about his son's business dealings, and actually got pretty testy even back during the campaign about it. Well, more than likely he did, from what we know already, and it would be good to be able to clarify that.
Well, it would, and we just don't know where we're going to go with all this, so we'll just have to figure it out, I guess.
Well, exactly. I just, again, you know, back in 2020, when this story really did get suppressed, you know, I think people, number one, they don't like that. They like to be able to decide on their own what they're going to view, what they're going to read about, what they're going to think about something. And they don't like the way that it went back in 2020 with the suppression.
All right. Well, then we've got the Ukraine. And we've got the Republicans again coming in to take control. We've got a couple of congressmen that were on the air this with ABC's This Week, Martha Raddatz, Michael McCall from Texas, and Mike Turner from Ohio. And I think this starts out, if my memory serves me correct, with McCall first. Let's listen to this.
We know what Leader McCarthy has said about this. He's not going to write a blank check. And you have colleagues like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who are unlikely to support more aid. So are you really certain that Republicans will bring this to the floor?
Well, I think, as Mike said, I think the majorities on both sides of the aisle support this effort. I think, you know, everybody has a voice in Congress. You know, and the fact is, we are going to provide more oversight, transparency, and accountability. We're not going to write a blank check. You know, the last $40 billion package that passed, Martha, it was given to us, you know, the day of the vote. And members only had a matter of hours to go through all these pages of a $40 billion supplemental.
Some of it's long-term aid, though. It's not just
it was long-term. And to be honest, a lot of this went to backfill our stockpiles. However, that's not – the Republicans are not going to rule like that. We have a voice now, and we're going to do this in an accountable way with transparency to the American people. These are American taxpayer dollars going in. Does that diminish our will to help the Ukraine people fight? No, but we're going to do it in a responsible way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that that's a responsible way to do it.
Well, certainly it is. Up till now, of course, with Joe Biden and the Democrats, it has been something that we really don't know much about. And we also have the inklings, of course, that some of that money might come back this way for political purposes. And so if you notice, Captain, you know, sort of this pushback that that she was giving him about this notion, well, what do you mean? You know, it's going to be transparent. And he's sitting there trying to explain something that sounds incredibly reasonable. And it's almost as if, well, no, you're the crazy one. Why do you want to do it like this? It's just very interesting to me.
It's because it was reasonable.
Right. And the American people do expect that. They do support Ukraine, by the way. They do want to see Russia driven out of Ukraine and care about the Ukrainian people. But they also want to make sure that whatever we're sending is legitimate in the sense that it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
Well, we have to understand the Congressman Mike McCall of Texas, who we just heard, and the person who was sitting there beside him, Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, are both in line to chair the respective committees with oversight of the Ukraine and other military spending. Their promise is to be more oversight, transparency, accountability, and any ongoing Ukraine support. And that's a good thing, and it's about time it happened, because I think they've just been handing money, not even knowing where the heck it's been going. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning here in the great city of Tampa.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is backing the right of people to peacefully protest in China.
Protesters in multiple cities have demonstrated against China's zero-COVID policy in recent days. Scott Kennedy is a senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He tells CNN China's COVID policies are not helping.
There is no way to end zero COVID quickly without inducing a lot of illnesses. And so the government is really in a bind of its own making. And so it's not clear exactly how this is going to end quickly.
Deshaun Watson's 11-game suspension officially ends Monday. The NFL suspended the Cleveland Browns quarterback for violating the league's personal conduct policy stemming from multiple allegations of sexual misconduct with massage therapists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You bet I will. And folks, welcome back to my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Before we get back to him, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Now, I had a chance to talk to Dawn over there yesterday, and she told me she wanted to express to everybody a special thank you for the support that you give this program and you give MyPillow with the purchases that you make out there. That we're doing very well, you're doing very well, and she just wanted to let you know that there are some savings that are over there on the MyPillow website. When you go into the Radio Listener Specials room, you will see some savings on some products of 90%. You heard me right, 90%. Look for them when you get in there. You'll be glad you did, because I'll tell you, anytime I can save money on anything, I'm happy. But 90%? You got to be kidding me. But anyway, she said that there are some savings in there. Go take a look. Perfect time to do it. Christmas time, not very far down the line. Go over there, do your Christmas shopping, and you'll have a lot of it done. Because when you go to the MyPillow's website, MyPillow.com, and go into the Radio Listener Specials page, that's where all of the reduced specials are. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN to save the money. That's it, CAPTAIN. And if you want to go over to MyStore.com, which gives you some household goods,
some things over there that you might find useful for your kitchen or your den or your living room or your lanai or your porch or whatever, even your kitchen. You'll see some things over there that'll save you some time, grief, and money. That's MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you got to do. And if you want to call them, you can do that, too, at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Has Mrs. Professor gotten in there and started dabbling?
Well, I think so, but she may not tell me as we head towards Christmas.
I can find out.
That's right.
I can find out.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I'm actually looking at the MyPillow Radio Listener Specials page right now, Captain, and I know what I've got my eye on. I'm going to hint around to Mrs. Professor for the sleepwear. They've got, of course, the sleepwear
yeah.
for men and women. I've got to believe it's probably just as comfortable as the actual MyPillow mm-hmm. or the MyPillow slippers.
Yep.
So go over there and take a look.
Yeah, and you can wear those slippers. I've got two pairs of slippers now, and the new ones in particular. They're a lot thicker. They got a bigger sole. You can actually wear them out on the street.
That's exactly right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go back here. The text of the Respect for Marriage Act that will come up for a final vote in the Senate this week, perhaps as soon as tomorrow, includes language to clarify that it does not require the federal government to recognize, quote, marriages between more than two individuals, but only marriages between two individuals of the same sex.
Right. So this is quite interesting. Also, it goes on to talk about nothing in the act or the amendment shall be construed or required to authorize federal recognition of marriages between more than two individuals, as you were saying. So what it does is it goes against polygamy in the grand sense, but it doesn't talk about marriage between a man and a woman. It just talks about marriage between two people.
And the polygamers used to be out there in Utah. Some of the Mormons were guilty of that.
Well, right back in the day, especially when it was being settled, Salt Lake and so forth, that's right. They had the polygamous relationships. There's even some popular television shows, right? The docu or reality shows that talk about having multiple wives, that kind of thing. And it takes place, I think, as if I recall correctly, in Utah. But obviously, you know, that's something that's up to them there and what they do.
Well, it's called the state's right.
That's right.
Yeah, and if a state wants to do something like that, they can, because that's what it's all about. That's the same thing with voting rights, and we'll get into that another time. By the way, Biden's turn to Venezuela for oil seems to be just one more anti-American act, so says Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. I agree with him. I agree with him 100% on that one.
Why do we go to Venezuela to buy oil or to have anything to do with Venezuela like that when we know what kind of a terrible repressive government it is and the terrible system that they have and the terrible destruction that's come upon the people that live there when we can drill our own darn oil here, Captain? What is this fascination?
China.
China. Yes.
China is
yeah.
telling Joe Biden, Joe, it's time for me to call in one of my cards, Joe. We get the oil. You buy the oil from Venezuela. You help them out with your money. You do that, Joe. That's what you got to do, Joe, or else we tell about you. That's my story.
Well, I mean, but it probably couldn't be too far off, I think. I think they own him. Yeah, because you've got to come up with some rational thought as to why you would help out Venezuela or help out Iran or you know any of these kinds of things when we can be energy independent ourselves and then have a foreign policy that actually reflects the values of the American people.
Yes, absolutely. But I think that they literally own Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, too. And I think there's threats that are out there. Because, again, the way Hunter acted when he was in China, the pictures, the laptop, the whole nine yards, I think it's all part of the equation. That's just me.
Well, I think we'll find out more about it. you know, because after a while, you know, we don't know what to believe. But all we see is bizarre behavior.
Oh, yeah. And then some. Now, former Obama Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson yesterday chimed in and said regulation is needed to more expeditiously deal with the asylum claims to speed up the jam on the border. Why would we want to give asylum to the people on the border? Most of them we don't even want in this country.
Well, you know, asylum used to mean, at least in the grand sense, would be, you know, I'm being oppressed. I'm being threatened in my home country. I've come to the United States to seek shelter from that political oppression. But I think it's morphed now into just, you know, I just want to come to the United States. So, therefore, simply claim asylum. And as we've known in recent times, Captain, you know, you have people that actually go to the border and tell people who want to come into the country how to navigate that. Here's what you say. Here's what you do. And then it even begs the question, I'll just say this briefly, it begs the question, why are people traversing over multiple countries where they could seek asylum from any political oppression in their home country in order to make the 1,000-mile trek to the border with the United States?
I don't know, but guess who's going to be in Florida today?
Who's that?
Kamala Harris. And guess who's going to be with her?
Uh-oh. I'm almost afraid to ask.
Well, ask.
Well, yeah, who's going to be with her?
The president of France, Macron.
Oh, very interesting.
Guess where they're very going? Guess where they're going?
Where are they headed?
NASA headquarters.
Oh, okay. Well.
Now, remember, she's apparently the czar of the space program, too.
That's right. I was wondering if she's going to head out to the moon or something at this point.
Well, we'd gladly send her. Right.
Well, that is. I think a lot of people might agree with that at this point. But, you know, obviously, you know, I can hardly wait to see whatever it is that she says when the cameras are rolling then.
It has to do, I think, with our big they're going to be joining us with our venture to the, I don't know if it's the moon, because they're going to colonize the moon. But we've also got something going on. Was it Mars?
Well, I know that there are various incarnations of how to get to Mars and what you would
No, I mean, we've got a spaceship that's up there somewhere right now going around. I think it's Mars. And another one going around the moon, come to think of it.
That's Artemis. Yeah. So that's the it's orbiting, I think, in order to get data and analysis and so forth.
Yeah, it's going to be there a while.
For the actual mission where you'd send a crew. Yeah.
Right. So we'll see what happens, and it's got a bunch of dummies on it. I mean, Democrats. It's got a bunch of dummies on it to simulate whatever.
Right. Well, I will say this though: exploration and back in the day, Captain, you know, that really, we thought we were really taking off, literally, and hopefully we really will now.
Yeah. Can we send Kamala?
All right.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And guess what? We got us a snowstorm tonight we got to talk about going up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan from way down in Rocky Mountains there. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Girl, now what do you say we get the hell out of this place? Take a ride underneath the stars and let the moonlight shine upon my face. I can bring my own six string and play you any song you like. You and me, baby, down a back road flying high on a Saturday night. Now if you want to ride, come on up now in this jacked up truck. Drop it down a four and take you anywhere that you want to go. Just kick back with your feet on the dash and turn up the radio. I got some apple pie moonshine and we can sip on it nice and slow. We can party in the city. We can rock this truck in the concrete. She was looking so fine in the blue jeans and tank top. I leaned over and gave her a kiss. She smiled and said,
rock this truck, Kyle, and that's the Tobacco Road Band. I just found that yesterday, and I didn't even know about those guys, but I got several of their songs picked out now, so we'll be hearing more from them in the not-too-distant future.
Very cool. I had not heard that either, and it sounds really great. I'm glad you found them.
Yep, it's got a good beat, and I'll give it a 98 or whatever. All right, well, let me read this and then turn it over to you. A strong cold front, folks, is going to track across the Intermountain West today, accompanied by strong winds, heavy snow, and elevated fire weather conditions for portions of the western high plains. However, this storm is forecast to intensify on Tuesday across the plains. Moisture will quickly advance northward across the middle and lower Mississippi Valley, where tornadoes and damaging winds are expected until it gets up there into the Great Lakes region of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as well as Canada. And I'm telling you, Kyle, this has got some real mean weather with it, and they got a blizzard warning right now. Get this, a blizzard warning up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, just north of Wisconsin.
That's exactly right, Captain, as the weather is turning pretty bad here these days. And out in the west tonight, we do look at what's happening in Seattle and Portland. They're going to continue to have rain as we head through the week. But especially along I-5, south of Portland, down to about Eugene, you want to be really careful because it's going to start getting really cold as those wet roads are now turning icy after they had these different storms and so forth come through. Icy and frosty roads. They're likely to become more widespread overnight. So if you're coming up and down Interstate 5 in that area, please do be very, very careful. We continue with winter storm watches all throughout the state of Washington, over into northern Idaho tonight, stretches over to Missoula, Montana, and on down into central Idaho, down near Boise, and over towards Baker City in Oregon. We also continue winter storm watch in parts of southern Oregon, dipping down into California, where we have a winter storm watch running from all the way from about the border down into central California, down near Ridgecrest. But there's also a freeze watch, Captain, on California 99 in the Central Valley and also along Interstate 5 in the Central Valley. Winds throughout New Mexico tonight. You've also got winds in Arizona near Flagstaff as you come across I-40 there. Winter weather advisory coming up Interstate 15 in Utah, and over in Colorado, winter weather advisory and winter storm warning as you come out I-70 heading for Utah. And then up on I-80 tonight in Wyoming, you definitely have some light snow and so forth coming there as well. So you want to be careful because everywhere you go, it's wintertime. Be careful out there.
Well, I'm going to pick it up off I-80 coming into Nebraska. I just heard from Trucker Eric. He's going to bed at Lincoln, Nebraska. He says it's 42 degrees, snow coming in. Going to get heavy around 6 a.m. And on that note, he says, good night, I'm going to bed. Okay, Trucker Eric, thanks for checking in. So he's in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm looking at the winter storm watch all the way across Nebraska. Nebraska's totally inundated. Northern part of Kansas is, too, come to think of it. And then going over into Iowa, northwestern Iowa, and kind of on a 45-degree angle from the southwestern corner of Iowa on up into Minnesota. It gets the whole lower section of Minnesota to include I-90 down there across through Rochester. Then it angles up into Wisconsin, the northwest corner of Wisconsin, where you have a winter storm warning and a blizzard warning for snow up there in the northwestern part of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan, and a gale warning up there on the lake, as well as Lake Michigan itself. So it's going to get pretty rough going that way. Up in North Dakota, you've got some weather up there in the western half of North Dakota. Probably is going to be mostly snow and wind. And when you come on down towards the Gulf of Mexico, you're going to have a gale warning with a developing system working its way up from Brownsville, Texas, up towards Houston. We'll have to wait and see what that's going to be. It could be rain. It could be wind. It could just be the sea churning up, the Gulf of Mexico churning up. We just don't know. And up in the, Lake Ontario, from good old Oswego County on up to Watertown. We have a lake effect snow warning up there. It's starting in, the machine's starting in up there, 3 to 5 inches, and we don't know how much it's going to get or when it's going to quit. Right now the wind is blowing right off that lake, dumping it right in there. So have fun up there, folks.
Exactly right. That's exactly right, Captain. And don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, folks, is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can go to pilotandflyingj.com to find out more. You can also use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. And between now and December 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy simply by joining the My Rewards Plus app. Pro truckers, you also want to, pro drivers, I should say, you also want to join the My Rewards Plus app because you're going to get great offers, earn a lot of points, and save a lot of money. That's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you guys and gals going out west, especially the new drivers. You got a lot of new drivers. I saw some of them. I saw the driving school trucks out here driving around, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, they have no idea what they're getting in store for when they send them up into the north in the wintertime. Because a lot of those guys go up and learn through the seat of their pants, literally going up I-80, I-25, I-29, I-15, I-10, so on and so forth, going up over the mountains to where that's how they get their snow experience. Many of them have not been in snow, especially with a truck. And I told one of them, I happened to see one of them get out of a truck and come over towards me, and I says, when you graduate? He says, next week. I says, you got a job already? Yep. I said, you're going to go to work for it. He told me. I said, you know, those guys go out west and hang iron on the trucks. He says, what do you mean hang iron? I said, chains. You're going to be going out there with chains. And you might want to take a little bit of time and figure out how to put chains on a truck and ask your instructor if he'll show you. And if he can't show you, you don't have much of an instructor.
Well, right. That seems to be one of the basic things that you'd have to be well versed in before you head into the kind of weather that you're going to encounter.
Yeah, you don't wait till you get into it and then go, uh-oh, I got to put my chains on.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not, because the conditions may be such that it would almost be impossible, you know, if you're not experienced at it.
Well, we had a heavy load one time, and my wife and I were traveling together. We were going to Grand Junction, Colorado. That's where we were going with what we had. And we got up on top of Eisenhower, and we just kind of stopped up there for a little bit just to kind of get our bearings about us. And this trooper pulls in behind me, and he goes, where are you going with them Florida, that Florida truck? And I says, we're going down to Grand Junction to King Soopers. And he says to me, he goes, no, you're not. I said, what do you mean, no, I'm not? He says, you haven't got any chains. I don't see any chains on there. We got the chain line. So guess what? I had to hang the iron before I could leave.
Oh, wow.
And he stood. He sat right in his car and watched. I guess he wanted to know if I knew how to do it. I did. My wife, though, get this. My wife, she put hers on inside out. I had to cut the stupid things off. Oh, brother. Okay, hang in there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back after the top of the hour number two with Kyle Warner.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.